one they listen to. It's not too late. Until it is. Visit nvcovidfighter.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We were talking about Governor Sisolak and his ill-fated effort when it comes to the pandemic and the vaccines. He just has not done a very good job. A guy that wants to replace him is Barack Zilberberg. He will join us. He's a Republican candidate for governor. We need a new governor. I don't think there's anybody, even my Democrat friends tell me that we have to have a new governor. Barack Zilberberg wants to be that governor. We'll get a chance to talk to him coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Business owners, this is Pat Casal of the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A House Democrat called for a long-term solution to the impact over avoiding a debt default later this month in the form of the taking the near-annual fight out of the hands of members of Congress.
Democrat Congressman Brandon Boyle of Pennsylvania, along with House Budget Committee Chairman John Yarmuth, introduced a bill that would transfer the duty of raising the debt limit from Congress to the Secretary of the Treasury so that lawmakers wouldn't have to repeatedly fight over preventing a catastrophic default anymore. Last week, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen endorsed the idea of abolishing the federal debt limit, arguing the Treasury Department would be able to ensure it can pay for existing spending obligations already enacted by Congress and the President. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A vote to approve the debt limit extension is underway in the Senate at this moment. Americans are giving President Biden the lowest job approval ratings of his presidency.
The president's popularity continues to drop, with the latest Quinnipiac University poll showing him with a 38% job approval rating. It's not surprising that Democrats give him high marks and Republicans give him low marks. It's noteworthy that 60% of independents disapprove of the job Mr. Biden is doing.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. A new study shows the number of U.S. children orphaned during the coronavirus pandemic may be larger than previously thought. Correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
A study published by the medical journal Pediatrics shows more than 120,000 kids in the U.S. lost a parent or grandparent who was a primary provider of financial support and care. Nearly 60% of the children who lost a primary caregiver were either Hispanic or Black, two racial groups that make up about 40% of the U.S. population. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 337 points, the NASDAQ rose 152, the S&P advanced 36. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas dream team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Station Casinos gets the go-ahead to build its much-anticipated hotel casino in the Southwest Valley. The Clark County Commission has approved the company's plan to build a 211-room hotel casino on Durango, just south of the 215. Company officials say the plan to break ground on that project, called Durango, a Station Casinos resort, early next year. Station has owned the 71-acre parcel of vacant land since 2000, but the Great Recession slowed plans to begin construction back in 2009. Another record month for Nevada home prices. The median sales price for previously owned single-family homes reached $406,500 in September. That's up nearly 21% compared to the same time last year. Home prices have been hitting all-time highs almost every month this year, with the median sales price increasing by more than $100,000 since January of 2020, a 33% increase in less than 2 years. It's winter come home for the Aces. Las Vegas' WNBA team rolled to a 93-76 win over the Phoenix Mercury. That was in Game 4 of the semifinals. Game 5 will be tomorrow. Go Aces, go.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, we're getting rush hour flows on the 15 right now through the resort corridor. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour there, north at Sunset, south 15 at Russell. And the downtown freeways are bogged down with construction. That's 515 eastbound at Main Street and 515 westbound at Eastern. Live and local with Kevin Wall, next.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three,
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. Great to have you with us. It's AM 670 KMZQ and live and local. And great to have in studio Barack Zilberberg. He is a Republican candidate for governor. He wants to replace Steve Sisolak, and he thinks he's the man to do it. He joins us. Barack, how you doing?
How you doing, Kevin? How's it going? You know, I'm so enthusiastic of this as far as this moment. I'm here with you in the studio, and I believe it's your first time.
And it is. And it
yeah,
is.
And
it
you
is.
Know what? This is great. This is a great opening. It's great energy. I love it. And we're starting a new horizon. A new horizon.
I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with you. I want to ask you something that I get asked about on a regular basis. There are people that are contemplating class action lawsuits. There's all kinds of stuff. And it all involves the eviction moratorium. Simply put, it's not fair. I mean, it's choosing sides, which I think is wrong for politicians to do. But it's really unfair to the landlords who have a personal investment, sometimes their life savings.
Yeah. Basically, people are over-leveraged in their properties. What happens is the government makes decisions on the basis of people, you know, basically on the private sector. So basically, what happens is they're calling stances and shutdowns and mandates and all kinds of stances that they're interpreting into our society, and it's trickling effect into society. But let's talk about the eviction moratoriums. Why should the private sector hold and house as far as people, individuals, on the basis of the government's decisions? That's not fair. So a tenant is not paying, okay, their rent. They have mortgages as far as people, property owners, landlords, homeowners. They're renting out their homes, and they have mortgages. They have utilities. Well, utilities, usually the tenant pays. But needless to say, property taxes, all of these functions, where's the accountability? So they have to subsidize the people in their homes and their properties. That's not fair. Now, I own property in Los Angeles, California, here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and in New York. Given the fact I have people that are not paying me rent, is that fair? I mean, should I subsidize those people, you know, on our accounts? I mean, is that fair? And then you have Governor Newsom over there, which he has vineyards and he has properties and he has businesses, I'm sure, and also our current governor has. Did they ever shut down their businesses? Why? Are they above the law? You know, is that fair to have their businesses functioning, okay, and ours down? And we have to, as far as, you know, accommodate their decisions? You think that's fair, Kevin?
Well, and this is what I don't think is fair. That government gets to decide who wins and who loses. And this governor, Steve Sisolak, has done that time and time again. You know, if you own Lee's Liquors, you weren't allowed to sell liquor or to be open. If you were Albertson's, you could sell all the liquor you wanted out the front door. And again, it's determining winners and losers. And I'm not sure that government should be picking winners and losers.
No. Basically, not only that, they're printing out all this artificial money, right? And now they want to go ahead and sign a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill, right? Now we're printing more money, and the money's becoming artificial. Seriously. So what's happening is, not only that, I mean, if you think about it, people are getting unemployment checks. As we've been discussing, you know, Kevin, they're sitting on their couches there. They're watching TV. They're getting unemployment. They're comfortable. And yet, you know, us taxpayers and all this printed monopoly money is getting printed into the circulation of what's going on. You know, and that's unbelievable what's going on.
Okay, but you've and I've looked at your campaign literature. You've taken a very hard line against some of these people, and you say that we should essentially cut them off.
Yeah, I think we have to cut the umbilical cord off. You know, that's it. The money supply, they got to get off. We got to cut the unemployment. Listen, there's people out there or companies and whatnot. There's shortage of labor, guys. All of you out there, there's a shortage of labor, and there's jobs out there. And you guys need to, we need to cut the unemployment checks sent out to you. I'm sorry to tell you, and you guys need to go back to work. You know, you need to support yourself. Okay, we need to be self-sufficient here. And we need to, as far as go to the objectives. Now, let's talk about the Delta variant. Delta variant, that's as of the vaccinations, and it's proven. Over in Israel, everybody, 87% of the population's been vaccinated. But yet, you know, they have 7,500 cases a day. You know, the most in the world. So how can you explain that the vaccinations do well? They don't do well. This is all an excuse, and it's just a matter of people, they're using health in order to diminish our economy, to diminish ourselves. People are sitting home, they're depressed, they're basically in the mindset that the world is over, and it's not over. Our world has just begun, you know, and we are alive. We are not dead.
I want to ask you, though, because this is one of those things where maybe it's too early to do this, but that we have to find out and make accountable those that are responsible for all the problems we've had with the pandemic. There have been so many mistakes made. 700,000 Americans died. 15,000 of them were New Yorkers who the governor sent to their death in the nursing homes.
Yeah, I tell you, that Governor Cuomo, he's a joke, and also de Blasio is a joke, as far as they're both jokes, okay? Not only their jokes, but as far as Gavin Newsom and this guy Sisolak here is a joke, okay? They're all in the same party, okay? Cuomo is left. Basically, he's gone. You know, there was allegations or whatnot, he's gone. But the thing is they're corrupt. They're all corrupt. The corruptness needs to go. We need to clean house here, okay? Basically, we got to clean the territory because there's a lot of communism and socialisms that's taking place in our nation, you know, and we got to get rid of that because that is not about our constitutional rights. That's not the core of our country. Our country has no interpretations whatsoever in regards to these type of factors or interpretations of communism or socialism.
Again, Barack Zilberberg joining us, Republican candidate for governor. And one of the things that I know you've talked about in your campaign, and that is that we as Republicans need to rid ourselves of the so-called rhinos.
Yes.
If there's a place to do it, it's got to be in the primary process, because once you get to a general election, you have to fall in line behind whoever the Republican nominee is. How do we do that?
You're saying in regards to, please, can you rephrase that? No.
I was simply saying that rhinos are out there, but
okay.
But the problem is that the time to do that is during the primary, when we weed out the candidates.
Yes, well, it's before even. We have to identify this now, ahead of time. You know, it's not even, I mean, right now is the time to identify who are the rhinos and who are the ones that are disrupting our party. Now, I could name right now many of them, but I won't do that at this moment. Okay. I will give respect. I still will respect, you know, people that say that they are Republicans. Okay. But we need to identify. And also there's infiltrated money that is going in from the Democratic side, you know, to a lot of the gubernatorial candidates that I'm running with.
In this race?
In this race, yeah.
Will you be naming names anytime soon?
I will name, but I will not start naming now, okay?
Fair enough.
Just out of respect. You people who are the gubernatorial candidates that are running, that are rhinos and Democrats, you don't belong. You have to get out of this race. Let us, as far as take back our party, and let's take back our state. Our state is red. It's not blue. We're not here in disruptions of any sort of party that disrupts our interpretations as a Republican Party.
We're going to talk about election integrity. And can we have a fair election, whether it be the gubernatorial primary or a Senate a primary or a general election? Can we have voter integrity here in Nevada? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Masks are a bloody nuisance, and there are a lot of very valid questions about their effectiveness. Vaccines, however, are a totally different matter. As a child, I got mumps and measles and chickenpox. There were no vaccines for them. I did not get smallpox because I was vaccinated against it. Since then, millions, if not billions, of lives have been saved by vaccines. In one of his movies, John Wayne said, "Life is tough. It's even tougher if you're stupid." I'm not John Wayne, but to me, choosing not to get vaccinated against a serious, sometimes fatal disease is just not real smart. And if enough of us got vaccinated, maybe we could throw away the silly masks. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Final minutes with Barack Zilberberg. I want to talk about the election coming up. You're going to be a part of it, obviously, running in the Republican primary for governor. And the question is, after everything that has gone by, all of the legislation that, occurred during the 81st Nevada legislature and beyond, do you think you can get a fair shot at, this? Do you think that voter integrity will allow for a free and fair election?
Yes, basically, we have no election integrity now. There's obviously mail-in ballots, you know, that are being bundled in six, seven in one household. When you have, as far as one legitimate, as far as a citizen and a person over 18 years of age, and mail-in ballots are meant for overseas, as far as military personnel and people serving overseas, they send in their mail-in ballots. It's not a matter of just sending mail-in ballots, all of us, and then people who are deceased, you know, are getting mail-in ballots as well. Okay, mail-in ballots has to be tossed out the window, no more. Only for people or, military, you know, overseas, they have the they could bring it in, bring it all in. In regards to the machines, we need to study the literum as far as the interpretations of our machines, you know, as far as how are the machines interpreting the votes. We need to understand the logistics of, you know, how everything is being accounted for, you know. I believe we're lacking election integrity by far.
Is this an organized effort, do you think? Is this the Democrat National Committee, or is this George Soros? Who is it that's pulling the strings on this this election integrity?
Yeah, it
thing?
Is the Democratic Party, and it's Soros behind it, and there's many others of elites. And I'm not going to mention names, but, you know, there's many, many people behind this, you know, that want to overturn everything to their fortunes and to their advantage, and that's wrong. It's for the people. We are for the people and by the people and with the people. And we are the voice. We are the nation. We are the United States of America. Nobody is above the law, and we all need a fair shake. You know, according to our Constitution, everybody needs a fair shake, and we're equality is number one.
Now, let me ask you, as governor, what would be some of your ideas of how we clean up our election system? I mean, we've talked a lot about the Secretary of State and purging folks that are deceased, people that have moved to Georgia, and they're still somehow they're still on the rolls. What is there that a governor can do to fix this problem of voter integrity?
Well, like I said, you know, we need to, as far as we need to show photo IDs, you know, in polling. And go to polls, you know, and make sure. I don't even like machines personally. I like you as far as to go ahead and poke in a vote, you know. That's what I like personally, like we did back in the days, you know.
But then you end up with hanging chads and all the stuff that we saw in the presidential election, you know, in Florida. I mean, going back in time and just, you know, a pencil mark or hanging chads, is that going to fix it?
No, I'm just saying, you know, that's how we did back in the days. That's how we had the integrity of our elections back then. Everything was, you know, all authentic, and it was real. You know, people actually identified themselves. They were citizens of the United States. You know, they're not illegals. I don't know why illegals need to or have the privilege to vote when they're not citizens. I don't know how these mail-in ballots and all the logistics go out to illegal immigrants. You know, it doesn't make sense. The whole thing doesn't make sense. Not only that, you know, the old-fashioned, the cord, the old-fashioned days where everything was authentic, I think that's the true America.
I want to ask you in our final couple of minutes, because every candidate needs something. And